Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Good Old Podcast. Jack Mentally for Watchers 24/7. And as you can see, I'm joined by CAV Futures Executive Director Lo Davis. Lo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Jackie, thanks for having me. It's amazing that it's been a year, a little over a year since we last spoke.
Yeah, no, I actually was thinking about this. It's been a year, a lot of changes, a lot of developments in the NIL space. Did you imagine all the things that you guys were able to accomplish? Because you guys accomplished quite a bit this year for UVA student athletes. When you think back at when you sat here talking to me a year that you were this, you'd be this far ahead.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about young people. You don't know what you don't know. And when I entered into this world of CAF Futures and NIL, I had no idea of what was in front of us. And what I did know is that we needed to exist in the space. What I did know is that we had to create an entity that could support our UVA student athletes, reflect well on the university, and then put together something that's sustainable and long term. And, you know, here we are a year into this. And as I've said to a few people, the best thing about 2023 is that now we have 2022 to look back on. And we did a lot of really, really good things, but we have a lot of work left, and I feel like we're just getting started.
The big news this year in 2023 is being the official collective of Virginia student athletes. That must help you a ton to kind of just be a useful resource for student athletes. How does that change now for you?
Yeah, so it's taken a full year to get to this point. And again, I think everything that we've done from day one has been intentional. It's been deliberate, and it's been done where we wanted to build a credible organization so that Carla Williams and the University of Virginia could feel comfortable sitting at the table with a collective and saying you're doing it the right way. We started having talks back in last October, November, as the rules changed that allowed more connection between the university and collectives. And so quite honestly, you know, Carla had sent out an email back in December and talked about promoting NIL, and the way to do it is through CAF Futures. Well, I guess we didn't quite understand that the university has a policy that did not allow the promotion of outside entities. And so we went back to the drawing board and said, okay, how can we do this? And so the best way to do it for all that are involved is we created a contract with Virginia Sports Properties and Playfly to become the official NIL collective of Virginia athletics. And it's costly, but we think the return on the investment is going to be tremendous, not only for our student athletes, but for the department as well.
How does it change for you then because of this official partnership, just so people understand that this is a very big deal?
Yes. So it broadens our audience tremendously. You know, we've done a great job with social media and getting people on board. I think we have over 1600 plus social media followers, but now we get to be tagged to every single sports program here to their account. You're going to see a lot of retweets of things that are happening within CAF Futures, but also Jackie, we're going to be in every single venue across grounds coming this fall in terms of sponsorship and banners and education on NIL and how you can support NIL. We're also going to be presenting sponsors for post-game radio shows with student athlete involvement. So whether it's the coaches show or in-game broadcasts, CAF Futures will be promoting that and be a presenting sponsor. So really there's going to be a connectivity now to the university and the athletic department that shows that we are the vehicle that if you want to help build a successful NIL program, there's one way to do it, and that's through CAF Futures.
Yeah, and this last year, let's just go through some of the things that you guys were able to accomplish even before this deal, because I remember our interview, you said you didn't want the athletes to sell the hamburger, you wanted to own the hamburger stand. That's what stuck with me in the interview. And then lo and behold, Brennan Armstrong had that McDonald's deal with the local franchises. You had Reese Beekman, Becca Jarrett. So female student athletes also being focused in NIL. I think not many people focused on that. A lot of female student athletes are really getting in NIL, and a lot of Virginia student athletes in particular. And yes, you had that, but you also had radio shows with student athletes. You had signing of autographs at Belmont Pizza with Keaton Thompson, Anthony Johnson, Antonio Clary, just to name a few guys.
Yes.
When you look at all the stuff that you've been able to accomplish, what kind of stands out about the last year?
You know, I think that just the education piece, because even the student athletes, we always think that, NIL, they're jumping all over it and they're asking for this amount of money. We're finding the student athletes are still trying to figure this piece out and understand their value and their brand. And so to be able to assist with their brand building, assist in introducing them to the right corporate and community partners, to being able to take a look at their social media and educate them on how they can make changes in their social media, which will maximize opportunities. Just all together working with the student athletes has been invigorating for me. We're now getting student athletes who want to just come by and hang out at the office, which is really cool, with nothing, no expectations. And the other thing is, too, is we're starting to get student athletes who are getting opportunities outside of CAF Futures to send over their contracts that they've been offered and said, hey, what do you think about this? And thankfully, Jackie, and we hope more continue to do this, we're finding some really bad stuff out there. And again, while we know that we don't corner the market in all student athletes or NIL, we certainly want to be able to keep the guardrails on, work within a compliant nature, and certainly be able to translate that back over to the university.
Yeah, NIL is definitely a learning curve for a lot of people, and student athletes are first foray in contract negotiations, taxes when it comes to their pay. There's a lot of things that is unexpected to the student athlete once you deal with NIL. What is the biggest question that these student athletes have for you when they approach you? Is it about how to build a brand, or is it about those type of things that come with NIL that many not expected to have to worry about?
It's a combination of both. I think trying to understand how to build a brand, who do they appeal to, right? And are there organizations out there looking to work with student athletes? And I will tell you that Charlottesville is a challenging market because we're such a small market that we spent year one educating, whether it's through the Chamber of Commerce and others, that you can do this and that there is value there. And so I think there's a little bit of a challenge in terms of bringing our brand partners here locally up to speed. But we are starting to see more who want to participate and engage with student athletes. But I also think the student athletes, once they get the offer, they're like, what next? What do I do? How do I do it? So whether it's the social media posts, whether it's the appearances, and now we're getting into tax season, which is equally as important. Some of these student athletes have never written a check before. So being able to understand what the filings look like and what they have to do, those are things that we're hoping and have done to help student athletes understand the next steps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My final question of what you guys accomplished this past year, we kind of move forward, is the t-shirts and Vanderplas, where it was the game against Duke, and you guys had that lined up on that. It was with a partnership of Locker Room Access, but it was on national television. That was remarkable marketing when you think about it. A lot of people, national faces had it. People still talk about that t-shirt. It's still around the crowd. How much did that gain you? When you look at the perception of student athletes, did you see a bump in people requesting maybe more information from CAF Futures? Because I had a lot of people ask about, was that something connected to CAF Futures? And I imagine you did too.
Yeah, we did. And it's funny because that came up as a gimmick idea at first. And in our partnership with the Locker Room Access guys, they said, look, let's do a merch, let's do a pop-up store, and then let's also get it out there in the JPJ. And so with the pop-up store, we actually did something at the Corner Juice down on the corner. And literally, I kid you not, for 2 hours straight, we had students, we had fans, we had people lining up out the door to come in and get autographs and get their shirts from Ben. We sold out. And so that was really, really cool. And Ben has been phenomenal to work with. And you think about a young man who came here in his first year. I always told him he was 40 years old, but he really embraced everything about Virginia, and he had a big personality. And so doing this t-shirt and marketing the t-shirt was just another example of working well with our student athletes and them having fun. You know, Jackie, that's the thing with CAF Futures. And I hope going into year two, we want to expand this, is our student athletes really love the engagement and having fun with the things that we were doing. Now we want to expand that to the fan base and the donor base and start to create more events around just engaging with CAF Futures and CAF Futures student athletes so that everybody can participate and have a good time with it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of characters on all these teams.
Yes.
That would just want to have, they're playing sports they love, but they're actually funny guys too. We see it all the time during media press conferences.
That's right.
They don't have that much time to show that to the fans because obviously they're only watching the game. So these are great opportunities to see that.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, I can tell you this. I went over to women's basketball practice one day and they have this ritual. If you're a guest, you got to get in the circle and dance. And let's just say, Jackie, with these bad knees and, you know, being removed from the dance scene for a long time, it was not pretty. But I gave it everything that I got, and they gave me a hard time. But those ladies, they had a lot of fun with it, and we've been able to work with several of them as well. So it's an awesome experience. And, you know, if you think about some of the work that we've done, especially in 2022, you know, we had lacrosse players. We had baseball. I think we had 16-plus teams represented. That we worked with 75 plus transactions. And we did a lot of great things on the traditional endorsement side, but also on the community service side as well.
So what's next for you guys as far as this year? What are you hoping to achieve? Do you have anything coming up that you're excited about?
Yeah, so for us, it's really kind of winding down the school year. You know, obviously with exams and all of this starting to happen, as you get into, you know, mid to late April and then early May, there's kind of this wind down. So in terms of the activities, the appearances and all of that, you'll probably see a little bit of a slowdown there as these student athletes have to finish up what they're doing. But then we take a little bit of a hiatus in May, early June, and then we go back to the drawing board as student athletes come back in July and August. And what we're really, really excited about is now, with the sponsorship and the visibility, we want to be able to do a lot more with the university. I was just having a meeting about how can we create some cool marketing opportunities now that the administration, Carla, and our coaches can talk about NIL and they can talk about CAF Futures. So we have some great marketing materials on the horizon that you're going to start to see throughout the summer. And it's going to feature our prominent coaches, our athletic director, you know, I think this is just going to ratchet up those opportunities here tenfold. One thing I will say, Jackie, that I think is really, really important is that we were able to, through our foundation, host a career fair for our football program back in December. And, you know, coming off 1 month off of the tragedy, it was really touchy as to whether or not we should proceed with that. But we ended up having our first event with the university. We had over 40 businesses from all over the country come in. We had, I think, 5 or 6 student athletes get jobs from that. And so we want to be able to replicate that exact same career fair and then be able to take it into next winter and offer that to all student athletes. And we think that the career development, the student development piece is only going to enhance what we do on the traditional NIL side.
And that's actually my next question about CAF Foundation, because that's something that is separate from CAF Futures. So people understand, what is the difference with CAF Foundation and what is that foundation's focus?
Yeah, so we thought about this long and hard. There were many collectives that popped up early on that used the nonprofit segment to strictly pay student athletes. And you know, I'm not saying that they were, you know, doing bad things or doing illegal things, but that was not the route we originally took. We really wanted to take the traditional NIL piece, but we had people who stepped up and said, look, I want to help student athletes, but I would love to be able to contribute to a tax deductible component that would allow me to get something back for the gift that I give. And we thought about that and we said, is that the real reason we want to do this, or can we do more? So when we filed back in July with the IRS, we leaned heavily into education. And when you talk about education, we're talking about financial literacy. We're talking about personal growth and development, mental health. And we're also talking about now career development. And then there's an NIL component where we can actually engage with nonprofits out in the community here locally and around the state, and student athletes, for the work that they do within that, can get compensated for it. So we really see now with donors who are contributing, who want to help highlight student athletes, programs, and also charities, we think that that's going to be more where we're going to partner with people in the community and organizations in the community and send our student athletes out, but also send our CAF Futures team out to do good work to make sure that we elevate that. So we're really excited about those opportunities.
And when you look at the website, you see that there's, you know, commercial partners, individual partners, people that can help that way. I know there's a lot of fans that say, how can I help? You know, I'm a fan. I want to help NIL at Virginia. If you're a business owner, if you're just a fan, how can they help CAF Futures and the CAF Foundation?
So there's a couple ways. So if you're looking to just participate and assist in NIL and you're looking for access to student athletes and cool things that we're doing, you can go to CAFFutures.com and then click on the CAF Club link. And the CAF Club link is a subscription services piece where you can pay anywhere from $4.99 a month all the way up to $500 a month. And based on what category you're in, will determine, you know, what type of content or access exclusivity you get. So we really want to grow that so that we can do more cool events with student athletes. That's also a big help for us in terms of our operational funding. I've always said that we're not a Venmo or a pass through. So there's a lot of hard work that goes in with myself and our director of marketing, Maddie Walsh, to make sure that these student athletes get paid in a compliant way. On the CAF Futures Foundation side, you can go in and make a tax deductible gift. You can donate online. You can send checks. You can do wire transfers. There's many, many ways that you can support. And the support of that is going to be tremendous. And again, a lot of that will go through programming, but there's also going to be the NIL community engagement component as well. So numerous ways that you can support. And our website for the CAF Futures Foundation is CAVSCare.org.
And we'll have the links to both the calffutures.com and calfcares.org on Wahoo's 24/7 and on the comment section on YouTube. So if you're listening to this or watching this, you are able to find these links on both those locations, so you can find a way to help and also contribute to both. Lo, before I let you go,
yes,
let's say we're talking 1 year from now. What would you hope to achieve in the next 365 days?
You know, to
or
be
maybe what you hope to change in the NIL space.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, is to grow and increase the participation. I think there, you know, we've seen it with the exodus of some of our student athletes in the transfer portal. We've seen it with football and recruiting. We want to create a really robust NIL program within the rules that we can say any student athlete, whether you're a 4 or 5-star student athlete in all sports, you're going to come to Virginia and you're going to see that you're going to play championship caliber athletics and you're also going to get a great education, but you have the ability to participate in the NIL space and feel really, really good about your choice. So really just growing the presence, growing the funding, growing the education, and we're at a critical time. I mean, the transfer portal for football opens up, I think, May 1st. Obviously, basketball is happening right now. And so we really have to step up our game, and we're going to do it the right way. We're certainly going to do it within the rules. But until we have all of the funding in place that can match our peer institutions, we're going to struggle a little bit, and I'm determined to change that.
Yeah. The transfer portal for football actually opens on April 15th. So that's coming up real close, Lo. The transport has certainly changed things. I think a lot of people were thinking about NIL when it comes to high school recruiting, but NIL and transport recruiting is definitely definitely been more of the focus there. But I appreciate your time, Lo, for kind of breaking it down and introducing some new things that you guys are doing so that UVA fans can understand and then possibly get involved. So I appreciate it.
Fantastic, Jackie. Thank you for having us on and getting our message out, for sure.
And thank you once again for listening to the podcast. And again, the show is available wherever you listen to your podcast. It's also available on YouTube. And if you can go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as our podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you can go ahead and leave us a review and rate us on Apple and Spotify, that will all help us to continue to grow this channel and this pod so that we can have more podcasts for you guys as we continue to count down to the next Virginia football season. And we'll be right back here on Thursday as we continue our look into the spring football game, which will be on April 15th. We'll kind of talk a little bit more about what storylines we'll be watching and what position battles we'll be keeping an eye on as April 15th comes closer. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.